Liebe Zuschauerinnen, liebe Zuschauer, herzlich willkommen zu einer Lesung.
Dear listeners, a warm welcome to a reading from the great work of Revelation. This is my word, Alpha and Omega, the Gospel of Jesus, the Christ revelation, which true Christians the world over have come to know. This Christ revelation contains the authentic life, thought, and work of Jesus of Nazareth. He himself, the Christ of God, reveals to us in this mighty turn of time, via the prophetic word of his teaching prophetess and emissary, Gabriella, details of his mighty presence in Jesus of Nazareth. He said the following to this, I am the Christ of God, the way, the truth, and the life. I am the truth, and the truth, which I am, shines in countless facets into this world. For you, dear listeners, we would like to read today from these radiant facets. In chapter 43, we will read the words of Jesus from a largely unknown gospel, which was explained, corrected, and deepened in the following by Christ himself via the prophetic word of our time. The rich man and the kingdom of heaven, the commandments of purification. And behold, someone came to him and said, Good master, what good shall I do that I attain eternal life? And he said to him, Why do you call me good? No one is good except God. But if you want to enter into life, then keep the commandments. Then he said to him, Which are these? Jesus said, What does Moses teach? You shall not kill. You shall not commit adultery. You shall not steal. You shall not bear false witness. You shall honor your father and mother. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. Then the young man said to him, I have been doing all this since my youth. What do I still lack? Jesus said to him, If you want to be perfect, go and sell what you have in abundance and give it to those who have nothing. Thus, you will have a treasure in heaven. Then come and follow me. But when the young man heard these words, he went away saddened, for he had great wealth, yes, more than he needed.
Das ist mein Wort, erklärt, berichtigt und vertieft Christus, das Evangelium.
In this is my word, Christ explains, corrects, and deepens the gospel. The one who seeks earthly goods and considers the money that he possesses to be his property and increases it for his material benefit alone has already been rewarded by the world and can receive no more reward in heaven. Nor can he follow me, the Christ. People who live in the for and against are divided. On the one hand, by considering their possessions and money as their property, and, on the other hand, by wanting to follow me, Christ. On the one hand, their hearts are with their material goods, and, on the other, their senses are with the gospel of love. Both cannot be brought into conformity with each other. This behavior only brings difficulties to the person and burdens to the soul. For no one can serve two masters, the Spirit of God and Mammon. Each person and each soul is sooner or later led to the decision to serve either God or Mammon.
We continue reading in the Gospel of Jesus. Thereupon Jesus said to his disciples, Verily, I say to you, a rich man will hardly enter the kingdom of heaven. And furthermore, I say to you, it is easier for a camel to pass through the gate of the needle's eye than for a rich man to enter the kingdom of God.
Christ explains, corrects, and deepens the word. This comparison with the eye of a needle now has a symbolic meaning. It refers to the conditions in Israel at the time when I, Christ, was incarnated in Jesus. In Jerusalem, there was a narrow gate like the eye of a needle, through which only one person could barely pass.
And we read further in the Gospel of Jesus. When his disciples heard this, they were much amazed and said, "Who then can be saved?" But Jesus looked at them and said to them, "For the physical senses, this is impossible, but for the spiritual, all things are possible."
Christ explains, corrects, and deepens the word. The statement, "For the physical senses, this is impossible, but for the spiritual, all things are possible," refers to the human and the spiritual senses. The human senses aspire to earthly well-being, but the spiritual senses are the fine powers of the soul, which are linked with the eternal. The one who refines his human senses and turns to God in his inner being attains the right sense for the true life, since he strives for the spiritual divine as his true being. For the spiritual person who does only the will of God, all things are possible, because he receives from the kingdom of the inner being. The one who lives in the kingdom of the inner being will have all that he needs and beyond that, also externally. The human being is a child of God and, according to his true being, has the abundance of God in himself. When a person opens this up by repenting of his recognized sins, by forgiving and asking for forgiveness, by clearing things up and renouncing what is sinful more and more, then the fullness from God radiates out through him and brings into effect that which contributes to the well-being of the soul and the person.
And in the Gospel of Jesus it is further written, "And I say to you, do not make of yourselves friends of the mammon, of unrighteousness, so that he does not take you into his earthly abodes when you pass away. Rather, make of yourselves friends of the true wealth, which is the wisdom of God, so that you may be received into the everlasting mansions."
In This Is My Word, Christ explains, corrects, and deepens the word. The statement, "And I say to you, do not make of yourselves friends of the mammon of unrighteousness, so that he does not take you into his earthly abodes when you pass away," means that the one who makes of himself the friend of mammon is also bound to mammon and thus to this world. For the mammon is this earthly world with its riches. The one who strives for the mammon gradually becomes unjust towards his fellow man and towards what surrounds him, the powers of the earth and its forms of life. He no longer treasures the life of his neighbor and of the earth. He thinks solely of his ego, which wants to confirm itself more and more through wealth and prestige.
Wherever the senses of the person go toward, there is his heart, there is his treasure. When the soul of an egocentric person leaves its house, the human body, that is, when the shell, the person, dies, it will be received by those who serve this person in his earthly existence. This could have been human beings or souls. Then the soul of this person will either come together in the realms of the souls with those souls which prepared the way to success for it during its earthly existence, or it will reincarnate with the souls of those people, that is, they will be brought together in new human bodies and will dwell with each other in earthly abodes. Rather make of yourselves friends of the true wealth, which is the wisdom of God, so that you may be received into the everlasting mansions, means to devote your living and thinking to the eternal, and above all, to strive for attaining the kingdom of God. Then you will become wise and will, already in the earthly garment, live consciously in the kingdom of the inner being. After the death of your body, you will go to the eternal mansions that are your true home. The journey over the earth in ever new garments, in new earthly bodies, and the journey through the soul realms will come to an end when the soul has found its inner home.
In the Gospel of Jesus, we continue reading. And the scribes and Pharisees, who had seen one of his disciples eat with unwashed hands, came to him. And they were offended at that, for the Jews do not eat without having first washed their hands. Moreover, they follow a lot of other customs in the washing of cups, vessels, and tables. And they said, "Why do not all of your disciples follow the traditions of the elders? We saw how they ate with unwashed hands." And Jesus said, "Certainly, Moses commanded you to clean yourselves and to keep your bodies and your vessels clean. But you have added things which often cannot be followed by everybody at all times and in all places." So listen to me. It is not only the unclean things which enter into the body that defile man, but much more do the evil and unclean thoughts which pour from his heart defile the inner man and also others. Therefore, heed your thoughts and cleanse your hearts and let your food be pure. You should do these things and not leave the other laws undone. The one who breaks the regulations of cleanliness because it is inevitable is free from blame, for he does not do this out of self-will nor to disrespect the law, which is good and just. For cleanliness in all things is a great gain. Do not take on the bad customs of the world, even for the sake of appearances. For many are led to evil through outer appearances and the disguise of evil.
Christ explains, corrects, and deepens the word. The washing of hands and the cleaning of cups, vessels, and tables is a necessity in this world. For the earth is matter made of stone, soil, and dust. These and other substances of life are necessary for the human body to live. Just as the wind and the rain clean the atmosphere and the earth again and again, so does the earthly body too need cleaning, as well as cups, vessels, tables, and all other objects. All of these outer things should be taken care of, because the cleanliness of the outer life is also an expression of the inner life. Yet outer cleanliness alone does not bring about the cleansing of the soul. When a person is impure in his inner being through sin, then often he attaches great importance to the regulations of outer cleanliness in order to hide the impurity of his thoughts, words, and actions. However, the one who is pure in his inner being will pay attention to purity and cleanliness in his outer life, too. Washing one's hands before a meal is not always possible because of external circumstances. However, that has nothing to do with the impurity of the soul. The one who objects to such external things again and again, especially when there is no possibility for cleansing, has an eye for external things only, because with him the inner values are still buried by sin.
the Christ of God continues to reveal, saying, Moses commanded the people to stay pure in their inner as well as in their outer life. However, the one who has an eye only for the outer, for the world and its practices, also creates only outer regulations and, with that, forgets what it really is all about. The one who cannot grasp the words of righteous men and women cannot interpret them either, and then relates everything to this world and to its establishments, practices and customs. Beware of considering the word alone and its literal message to be the truth. Recognize that the truth does lie in the word, but the word is only a symbol and not the truth itself. The one who looks only at the word and the letter and considers and passes them on as the truth will interpret the word of God at his own discretion and will therefore also add, according to his consciousness, what he thinks to be the truth. I repeat, the one who looks at the word alone does not find the truth in it. Those faithful to the letter indicate their disloyalty towards God. The person who does not actualize the laws of God therefore clings to the letter. This literal kind of thinking has led the world into chaos. This happened at all times and in all places and is also happening in today's time.
Und weiter offenbarte der Christus Gottesgeist.
The Spirit of the Christ of God continues to reveal the following. Note well, it is not the impure, for example, what is still on the hands, the vessels, or the food, and goes into the mouth, that makes person and soul impure, but it is rather the ugly, the negative, unlawful sensations, thoughts, words, and actions that defile soul and person. For they enter the soul of the person and from there go out again. They affect the body, and then the person has to bear what he has sown. For this reason, watch your feeling, thinking, speaking, and acting, and partake only of the food that God has given to you. The Eternal offers it to you from nature, and you should keep to this. Recognize that inner purity is decisive, but at the same time, do not neglect the other laws, selfless love, mercy and kindness, free will and unity with life. The one who does not keep the laws of outer cleanliness when it is not possible does not thereby burden his soul, for he does not do it in self-will. Self-will disregards the eternal laws. The law of God commands that one should strive for cleanliness in all things. Man should neglect neither his body, nor his soul, nor his environment, for the life from God is in everything and should be respected in everything. Do not cling to the customs of the world, not even for the sake of appearance. Keep the justice of God in everything, and you will be open and honest and upright in your outer deeds. The darkling wraps itself in many robes in order to shine. Only the one who strives toward the being, toward the wisdom and justice of God, unfailingly recognizes the shine. He is not deceived by appearance, by shine. Dear listeners, this was a reading from the great work of Revelation. This is my word, Alpha and Omega, the Gospel of Jesus, the Christ revelation which true Christians the world over have come to know. We take our leave of you for today and will be very glad to greet you again at our next reading from This Is My Word. Goodbye and greetings in God.